This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever find a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. Calvin found this one from the Associated Press. Who's the lucky person? Heather Hollingsworth. Lucky one with the byline. Headline reads, Hair Museum filled with century-old mementos closes its doors, scattering its contents around the nation.
Ugh.
Independence, Missouri hosted the Lila's Hair Museum.
Just so, come on now.
With century-old wreaths made from human hair.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Other glass cases overflowing with necklaces and watch bands, all woven from the hair of the dearly departed. They also reportedly come from past presidents, Hollywood legend Marilyn Monroe. For 30 years, the Hair Museum in the Kansas City suburb of Independence attracted an eclectic group, including Ozzy Osbourne.
That makes sense.
That would be his kind of thing, right? Yeah. Unfortunately, the museum's namesake, Lila Cohen, died last November at the age of 92. Her granddaughter trying to rehome the hair collection of more than 3,000 pieces. So she's trying to distribute these to museums around the country, including the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York and the National Museum of Women in the Arts in D.C.
I don't do this often, Jane, but I will say we missed the mark on the title for today. Should have been Hair Today, Gone Tomorrow.
Oh, rats.
But yeah. Have you ever seen mourning jewelry up close?
I have.
That is it's somehow very beautiful, yet very creepy and incredibly seems appropriate for the times then. And if you don't know what mourning jewelry, I mean mourning as in mourning the death, it's jewelry that would have like a locket with a picture, but also a little slice of hair.
But again, they also made like pins.
Yes.
Yeah. Watch bands.
Mm-hmm.
I toured the, of course I did. I toured the National Funeral Museum in Houston a number of years ago. Natural Museum of Funeral History.
Okay, no.
It's fascinating.
You can't call it the natural. Don't try to make it seem like the field museum.
But it's fascinating. But they had many examples of mourning jewelry, which is a very big thing in the mid-1800s. Women coiled the hair of the deceased into jewelry or told the story of their family's history by entwining the curls of the loved ones into wreaths. Hair art, though, fell out of favor by the 1940s as photographs became much more popular.
Well, and there was also that movement of the age-old story of they used to have the body in the front room of the home, and they renamed it the living room because the living gave it more of a pop when they're trying to show, because that thing went out of style as funeral homes.
They wanted
to get that out of the home, so they renamed it the living room.
Opposed to the parlor.
Exactly, because they wanted to be like, this is where the family who is alive comes and sits down and has fun. Yeah, we really kind of really did a number on our dead folks back in the day. We really honored them back in the day.
Well, it was a much different thing.
Yeah.
Evans, who is the granddaughter now, says she is struggling with a mix of emotions, trying to rehome her grandmother's legacy. Again, these are historical artifacts, a lot of them from the mid-1800s.
I feel like there's enough people, both whether it's other museums or just collectors. I feel like there are people. This has a market.
They'll find a home for that stuff. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.